with you being here, you know you're at the end of your hope. You see what I did there? And with that in mind, you have come to this unescapable conclusion. It's time to fight dirty, show no goddamn mercy, and then drive the fuck on. Rule number 4. Before going into battle, you had better know your adversary and the battle space you will be performing in. Do your reconnaissance. If you don't, you're an idiot. This is a recipe for disaster that will lead, quite literally, to your destruction. Plan to succeed, survive, meet your objective, and drive the fuck on.
Okay, we're gonna have to go with a big fuck off.
Information here is key, and it has to be accurate. Here are a few examples for you. Pour yourself a shot. If you're fighting your employer, you had better know your company policies. Let's say your boss wants to write you up, and you show up at his office with the goddamn binder of all the company policies. Guess what you just did? You already won the psychological warfare. You took those scales, and you tipped them a little bit in your favor, and you haven't even said one word yet. I did this a lot in the army, and trust me, it works. Most of the people over you that pull the strings, they really only know a surface level of those policies. They don't really dig into them. That's the difference between just reading the headline and reading the entire article. You need to read the entire article from start to finish because they can't hide the stupid. Most people, they read the headline and think, well, that's all I need to know, right? These are the people that all of a sudden have law degrees every time the Supreme Court does a judgment that they don't like. You must have got your law degree from the University of Penis. I mean, Phoenix. Same thing. And now, because this is the custody and divorce edition, you're fighting one person for your money, life, and your children. And that one person will soon to be ex, or perhaps she already is. If you get up to speed on your state laws and figure out how to fill out the paperwork by yourself, you're gonna save thousands of dollars. And since this whole thing is really about money, learning how to cut the corners only helps you in the long run. You can win through attrition. That sucks. But it can be done.
It's a buck wild rodeo.
Now, with that being said, I'm going to say some stuff that's going to make me look like a cold-hearted bastard. Which I am. But let's be honest, dudes. That's why you're here, Screen 5. Once your ex, or soon-to-be ex, files paperwork for divorce, which is 80% of the time, they're no longer a loved one. They are an enemy, and you need to be able to treat them with all of the rights and privileges that that title conveys.
Dude law.
Now, if enemy is triggering you and you think it's too strong of a word, let's just make it target. Winning!
Pop, oh my god, it's even worse!
Yeah, I know, but you know, nuke the site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure. Learn your target's patterns. Go ahead, ask me why. When you do this, weaknesses and vulnerabilities always appear. Now, I know you don't consider yourself a stalker, neither do I, but you better brush up on those skills because they are very valid. If you think you can get away with it and you have the money and time, you can always hire a private investigator for this. Most people can't afford that, and I understand. Because after all, you're going through physical and psychological warfare at the same time. Thankfully, we live in the social media age, and when it comes to stalking, you can be a lot more subtle. Now, I'm not saying you should do that, but I completely understand. We'll be right back.